Okay, welcome. Good to see everybody. Great to be back here. Okay, I'm going to open with an apology that we left off in Dana's mind and a little bit in the middle of the subject. So I hope we'll be able to manage that. But we were talking about the Gemara on the Gimel Amud Aleph, this last piece of Yad Baruchos and Halak Zebet, or specifically Halak Zebet Shalom VeHechzek Zebet Shalom VeHechzek, which got into the question of whether Chavrus HaShoftim needed a full Kenyan, like, you know, regular buying and selling or not, which had to do with the nature of Shoftim. Okay, so really, that sugya comes up a little later on in our Masechet. On Daf Kuvav of the days, you have Tanya of Yossi Omer, Ha'achin Shechoko came into Olav Goro, Le'echad Mehem Panu Kula. Like his brothers, Spukli Rujda, if they make a lottery, if one of them gets the lottery, they're all coming. I mean, if there are two of them, if one of them gets a certain half of the lottery, everyone knows they got. Even if there are five of them, if one of them gets a fifth in the lottery, the other four are kona, but they have to stop the other four things. My time, I'm Rabbi Lazar, Kitzchil, Eretz Yisrael, Matzchil, Goral, Afkan, Goral. After all, in Sefer Yeshua, they split Eretz Yisrael from Goral. Yim, Alaham, Mekalpi, Bo'urim, Betumim, Afkan, Mekalpi, Bo'urim, Betumim. After all, there they had the Urim, Betumim, and the, I mean, every Goral has a Kalpi. That's just like the box of the lot, but there it had special properties. No, it's because of this hana'a that they listen to one another. Therefore, they are gomer, they're gvir stas, and they're machne to each other. And here we have a bit of a fundamental machlokas. What is the basis of this kinyan? So, what is this kinyan of a goral? And what's the role of the hahu hana'a? So, the maybe to go
26.
He takes the girl seriously. Says, Rav Ashi at the end said it's Havanah, but he's Madayik, that his girsa is like our girsa. It doesn't say Ella Rav Ashi, meaning we reject what we said until now. It says Rav Ashi, meaning we just answer up what we said until now. And Rav says, yeah, the Havanah makes them take it very seriously. Right? Because without the Havanah, we might say they were just fooling around. But the Iker kingdom is the girl. When is a goral kona? We know various rules of kinyan. We never heard of a goral being promoted of kinyan. So there's Tom says here, the afa gav de lo achso kol echem shalo. They came to chazaka va'om the mekulim kol akarta. Even though no one made a kinyan chazaka, they didn't do a real kinyan. No, since they all own everything, they're all shutzim until now. Ain't a girl makom kum. You know the girl doesn't have to be machne. You don't need a real kinyan. Just mevarer to everyone what chelik gets them. The idea of birur halakim, right? This is really the makor. Says the Rashbam, you don't need a full ma'aseh kinyan to split up shutras, because you're just being mevarer whose chelik is whose. They own it already. You're just being mevarer pre-existing ownership. It seems that not everyone agrees to this. For example, the Ritva on that sugya in Kiddusha, and I put a bracket, the few were showing me after Medayik, who's more like the Ritva, is more like the Ramban, but the in Kiddusha and Bavasar, and later on in Parapheis 4, the right Ritva there says, Bahayana Kerish, Bahana'a Kikesef. Hana'a is Kenyan Kesef. Israel Karkas nicknames the Kesef. And I mean, this is not the only place in Shas where he says something like this. Hanoa, Karka's nickname is the Kesef, and if I give you Hanoa, that's like giving you Kesef. There are various things you can do so that you can use to support this. To me, there's a little passion, Kenyan Kesef. What's the girl doing? Apparently, if you have a Kenyan Kesef, what's the girl doing? Apparently, the girl's just sort of the hasty tendency for this kind of Hanoa, clarifying that you really have the Hanoa and that you're really giving the Hanoa and what the Hanoa is intended to accomplish. But the girl's not the engine that makes the Kenyan happen. It's the Kenyan Kesef, and therefore he concludes, Umari Omer, Sheindin Goral Ella Bikarkos. He says, And therefore, only we're saying karka, because kesef is only karka. Kesef is only kona karka. Kesef is in kona taltali. Right? It's a king in kesef. So right, king in kesef has nothing to do with a goral. And then he quotes the Ravina Shmuel of the Rashbam, who says it also works from a taltalin. And Tosos says it also works from a taltalin. That's not directly in the Rashbam, the Tosos Ardaf. Here, and he says, because like Hanah counts like Meshicha for a taltalin also. Okay, I might have said, for the Rashbam, it also works from a taltalin. You know, I would just end it a little differently. Said for the Rashbam, it also works from a taltalin. Because it's not really a kinyan, it's just mevarer halakim. So if mevarer halakim and karka, mevarer halakim and talpa, they all own it anyway. It's just mevarer whose chelak is whose. Interesting, in the Ritva, not only is he saying it's not really the goral, it's really kinyan kesef. Even when he brings a Rashbam, who says it works by metalpa, and he still tries to get it to work more to his perspective. It's not really the goral, it's really kinyan kesef. So it has to work for metalpa, it's really a kinyan meshicha. Hanah counts as kinyan meshicha. As strange as that sounds, as mechudish that is, it shows you how strongly he feels about his perspective. He's not willing to make the goral be kona. It's not the goral that's kona, it's the hanaa. And even if, and therefore, it shouldn't work by metalflin, if someone says it does work by metalflin, they must have a weird shita that hanaa counts as meshicha. So it can't really be a goral. Well, the Rashbam just says the goral. Goral's not a kinyan. It's not a kinyan, it's just a birur halakim. There's a third shita here also. Which is a string shut harush. The shut harush, he doesn't address the sugya at all. He just has a certain shaila, but Rachel Aleya, who split their karkos with the goral, and now they want to know if it's binding or not. And he says, yeah, goral ain't a kohen. A goral's not a kohen. A goral doesn't do anything. He and Levar Halakim, all goral does. No, yeah, he doesn't mean the same thing as our shot here. He means the opposite. He says, all the goral does is it shows you who wants what. Well, the mechzika, but he's still a kinyan, like a chadak. I mean, the Rashbam says a girl is just a mevarech halakim. That's good enough because you don't need a real kinyan. The should have rushed it. A girl is just a mevarech halakim, and therefore it has no legal effect whatsoever. It's just showing you what you're interested in, but it doesn't code anything. Well, the mechzika will ask them with halakim. I mean, if you do a kinyan chazak, that works. But of course, a girl has no legal effect, right? The Lecha Mishnah claims. That the Ravid also holds its way, because the Rama holds a goral as kona, the Ravid seems to hold the goral as not kona. And he said, the Ravid must be the thing of the Shavrash. What the Svar of the Shavrash? Must be we don't paskin like this Gemara in Dafka Vava Vaveh. Why would we not paskin like this Gemara in Dafka Vava Vaveh? You can't just stop saying that whenever it's convenient. It's because we know that in Machlokas all over Shas, Yesh Brera or Ein Brera. Right, Yeshba or Ein Brera, right? Do we say everything can retroactively clarify things or not? And one of the afkaminas all over Shas and Ein Brera is called Ha'achim Shachot Kulukukosein or Yorshim Hain, meaning when brothers split a Yerusha, can we say we can retroactively clarify that's what they inherited in the first place and they never should have been? Or are they really transferring it one to the other? So he said that our Gemara's only in Yeshba. That really, we're just retroactively clarifying that they inherited this from their father in the first place. And that's why the goral works in it, according to Rav Yossi. That's why the goral works according to Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi goes Yesh Breira. And if Yesh Breira, that means that the father originally left Reuben half and Shimon half. We're just clarifying what happened originally. We hold any Breira, but it's really Shifas. And once a Shifas, you need a Kenyan Gomer to be metallic a Shifas.
Rebbe, isn't he holding like the Ritva, just that he has the Chazoka? Instead of Kesef, the Rosh has the Chazoka, and then the Goral is only a Birur, like the same as the Ritva.
No, because the Ritva says within the Goral itself is a virtual Kenyan Chazoka. So when you do a Goral and you rely on each other and listen to one another, you give each other Hanah, and then Hanah counts as Kesef. No one's the Ritva says you don't need to do something besides a Goral. The Goral has Hanah within it, which is Kesef. He's saying you need to do something besides a Goral. Right? He's asking against this Gemara. Okay, why are you asking against this Gemara? The Lech Mishnah has one theory. And the Beis Halevi that was here also he had the same theory. I don't know why he didn't point that out of the Lech Mishnah. This is the theory of all the Echronim that I have a chance to look at. That because our Gemara is Yesh Breira, so you can retroactively clarify to the Goral they were never Shutfen. Therefore, there's nothing to talk about. It's just us. Well, we don't need Yeshver. There's Shutfen, and therefore you need a Kenyan. But basically, what's the machlokas here? The Rashban, he just has a nice lashon. The Rashban says you don't need a maisa kinyan for kaluk sashkutin because it's only birur halakim. And the Ritva and the Tosfos Rosh think you do need a maisa kinyan for kaluk sashkutin. The only difference is the Ritva thinks you need a maisa kinyan and reads it into the Gemara Daf Kuvva and Beis, sticks in the maisa kinyan. Well, the Rosh thinks you need a maisa kinyan and just different reads with the Gemara Kuvva and Beis. But they both end up in the same place conceptually. And this really is a good, you know. If we're talking about Chalukas HaShutfin, what happens here? Daf Kuf Vav and Beis, the Sugya of Goral. So Rashbam said, it's not real Kenyan. Just Birur Chalukim that were shy, that already belonged to them. Right? It's just Birur Chalukim. Therefore, no Maitza Kinyan is necessary, just a Goral. While the Ora, the Ritva, and the Shutrash would say, the real Kinyan. Right? They are selling each other. I'm selling you half of the north side, because we each own half of the north side. You're selling half of the south side. And therefore, you need a Maitza Kinyan. And then you have two options, which is not really our sugya. One is the Ritva. Hana equals Kesef. And therefore, and a Goral has Hana. Or the Shutrash. And the right, but according to the Lecha Mishnah, says Goral is not sufficient. You need a chazaka. Okay. Goral's not sufficient. You need a chazaka. And this is very similar to the question of to the question that we started with in our sugya, right? Because that's the question we started our sugya. It sounds like you need a maisa kinyan, right? After all, either kanim yad beruchos, which the kinyan tzudor, or halach zeh betok shalom hisse, or halach zeh betok shalom. Or halach zeh betok shalom vihisik, but it's not so pashut because maybe you don't need a full Maisa Kinyan because it is just it is just your Halachim, right? And that being said, maybe that rolls tie into Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Rav Ashi, I think, is the one who's talking here about how the Maisa should be. If you said that it was not your Halachim, then you would be Hagos Maimonios. Maybe you say that Hagos Maimonios. That you just need Alikobiyaba, right? You don't need a real Kenyan Chazaka. You just need something to show that, you know, that you've made some decision. You need to do something, otherwise, you know, how do we know that you're splitting it up? But you don't need a full Maitza Kenyan, as opposed to, then you should for sure say that you need a chazaka gemura. And maybe that would also tie into, you know, even if you're not going to go so far as to say that halucha b'alma accomplished anything, you might still say, even if you need a maisa kinyan, you might think, well, it's only bir halakin. You need a maisa kinyan to maybe even for bir halakin. You're not using the goro. You know, you need some maisa kinyan, but it doesn't need to be according to the normal rules of it doesn't need to be according to the normal rules of Maisa Kinyan. So, for example, maybe, although, again, this wasn't the way the Rishonim express it, if it just be a halakim, we would say that you only need Echad Mehem, Sarif Lahachsik, as opposed to Shneim Srifim Lahachsik, even though, as we pointed out in the Rishonim,
in the Rishonim, it sounded more like even those who say only one of these to be Matzah, it's because it's a regular Kenya, or Kenya Chazaka, plus Kenya Chalipit. But we're saying at least perhaps if you don't go with that reason. And the other interesting question of Lei Chazei Kukni. Why do you need Lei Chazei Kukni or not? So perhaps, Shem Yichol Mahafsik, oh, Rak Echad Mehem, Mi Tam Chalipin. Right, that's what we said. Everyone but Tigris Lund should be for technical reasons. Sorry, this is bizarre. Let me do it real quickly. Ein Sarif, Lomar, Leif, Chazek, Utni. Right? After all, if it's just pure Halakim, then you need to do something to show that you're Mavarik. But you don't need Leif, Chazek, Utni. You don't need the other guy to actually be Matmeh to you. You just need to show this is what you want. You just need to assert which is your half. But you don't need the other guy to be mocked at you, as opposed to if it was a Kinyan Gomer, you would have to say Leif Zeku Kni. Or again, unless you viewed it as a technical point, which is that if it's if he said Leif Zeku Kni, maybe we should put it in the ear, etc. Oh. Shetzarif lomar aval havi ilu amar. Right? So, what do we see here? That in our sugya, let's just chazer for a second. If you take the approach of birur halakha bi'alma, that really it's not transferring a new ownership, it's just birur of what you've been owning all along, then in daf kavav, it makes sense that goral might work. And in our sugya, so our sugya says you need a chazaka. But actually, he says you need a chazaka, but it might not be a real chazaka. Maybe it would just be some other mitzvah chazaka, which is some item that's not a real kinyan, or even if it's a real kinyan, only one needs to do it. Or even if it's a real kinyan, you don't need to say leik with me and do it with all the rules of haknah. So you have to do some mitzvah. So you may, so, but if you say like the Rishon and the Rosh, you need a real kinyan, and ours, so you also perhaps you need a real kinyan. I mean, one could be mechalik that perhaps. Your real Kenyan, but it doesn't need to be with all the chumras. But in our study, as we've seen, many Rishonim say that you didn't need a real Kenyan. Most Rishonim say, not like somebody else, that you need a chazaka gemura, and most Rishonim say that either they both need to be machzik, or even if one is machzik, that's a real Kenyan. There's one guy's machzik, so he's going to his half, and then through Halipin, the other guy's going to his half, and many Rishonim say, if they lecha zekukni, or even if not, if it speaks to umda, that you mean lecha zekukni in this case, because it's umda that you mean it more seriously. Like your spam, later on, that lecha zekukni is just a matter of whether you're serious. Okay, awesome.
Within the Rashma, why does it have to be that they, in that case, under the
against the Gemara.
Meaning, why couldn't the same din fall out for Eger? I mean, why couldn't the Philippians?
No, we just knew the parents. What did you write the possibility against the Gemara? Why could the Shukrash write the possibility against the Gemara? You're not Kona.
It says you're not Kona when you do a goral until you go and physically go out there and do kinyan chazaka. That's mafurish against the Gemara, not mafurish. So they just need a parent. So what gives them the right to disagree with the Gemara? You're not a passing against the Gemara. Rishon's not a passing against the Gemara. You have to, how does a Rishon pass against the Gemara? He says, ah, there's a pre-existing machlokas. That's on one side of machlokas. I don't like the other side of machlokas.
Right. So I'm saying, why is that Gemara totally unagreed in the first place?
Because if you hold Greira, then you were never shut. The Gemara says, if you hold the Yesh Greira, then when two sons inherit, they were never shut in the first place.
Well, meaning
they each inherited their own half from the moment their father died. And can retroactively clarify, not they're splitting up a shutfus. They can retroactively clarify there was never a shutfus in the first place. Not beer halakim within the shutfus. Yesh Greira is more powerful than that. It's saying there was never a shutfus. I always own my half, and you always own your half. And we just didn't realize it yet.
They're saying that the Yesh Greira that the fits into how you define a shutfus.
No, I'm saying only Yerusha, perhaps. Simple times are only defined today. Yes, because if you hold Yesh Brera, then in Yerusha, there was never a Shukas.
You can't catch up to your turn. And you have to say that Yerusha is only a type of Shukas, and therefore we have to.
Okay, but I'm saying this. Sorry. If you hold Yesh Brera, then Yerusha was never a Shukas. It was retroactively, this guy inherited this, that guy inherited that. If you hold in Brera, then Yerusha was a Shukas, and you just split it up like every other Shukas. That's a simple shot.
But is that true?
Meaning,
Simple shot for now.
Okay. Now, yes. But not that that was just the way that the rush got out of the Gemara there about Yorsha. Saying, that Gemara in Yorsha wanted to be H. Brera holds Yorsha not Chutlis. I hold Yorsha in Chutlis, and therefore you need a Kenyan.
If the rush is assuming for the left mission that the H. Brera, never we don't pass him like that, so people we do pass him.
Yeah, he is assuming that that Gemara is also a Brera, but like the Ritz for the Rashba.
But the left mission get a clearance for that local
character. Yeah. I think he said like the Ritz, but I'm not sure here.
Can I ask a question? Can you understand? Is it possible to understand that Rav Yochanan, Rav Asi B'Shem Rav Yochanan is a different day than Rav Ashi, that he's saying that you can have a Kenyan Sudar and Rav Ashi is saying you need a Chazaka, and then...
It's hard to say that, because like, why shouldn't Chazaka work and why shouldn't Kenyan Sudar?
No, Chazaka will work, but that's just another option. There's two day
over. Yeah, another option, not another Shita. Ash is just another option, not another...
So therefore, a Kenyan Sudar itself with them, maybe you can answer the Rambam like that. The Rambam doesn't hold like Tosfos, that Rav Ashi is explaining the first day of.
I think I lost you.
I'm saying there are two dayot rather than Rav Ashi being an explanation of Rav Ashi.
Rav Ashi is a different alternative. One alternative is Sudar, another alternative is Chazaka. Sunday, it's two alternatives. But Pashas, they don't argue, they're just alternatives. Okay, I just want to point out one other thing and then bring up Rav Chanan's Kasha, which is an interesting machlokas found in the quoted in the Ran, summarized in the Ran in Nedarim, the following interesting question: what if we have a chutzer and the Gemara Paskin there at the end that a chutzer that has been haluka, meaning there's enough for both of us, if we can shut up the exact and I say my property is also not on you, Zach, you annoyed me, so now all my property is also not on you, then he can't walk into the chutzer. What if we split it? Then can he walk into his path? Like, if I make an Isra Adah, and then we split the chutzer, is he now mutter in his path? Good question. So that is a machlokas in the Ran, quotes in the Nedarim, between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rashba says, even after he split the chutzer, he's still usher in his half. And the Rambam holds, no, once we split the chutzer, then he can go into his half. Okay, that's the Ran quotes on Dibur Masal Yishma the Chaluka and the Nedarim above Mem Vav Beis. And, you know, he analyzed it not using these exact words. And maybe this is exactly what he means, maybe not. But it's an interesting question. What happens again? I own a field, a chutzer together with Zach. And I say my property is also by Nahadu. So he can't walk into the field, so we split the field. Now, can he walk into its half? I hope this Rambam says yes, Rambam says no. Perhaps this has something to do with the nature of Haluk and Sashupin. Because what do they both assume? They both assume that if I answer my property on you, Bahanda, even if I give it to you, like that's enough, right? I say all my property is also Bahanda on you. So I can't like give you a cake and you'll eat it. The whole point, my property is also Bahanda on you, and I'm not going to give it to you and you can eat it. Even after I give it to you, since it was my property at the time, it's still also Bahanda on you. So what's the machlokas here? So maybe the machlokas, maybe that would tie into
this interesting question, which is, what about, again, Reuven, Asar, Nechasov, Al Shimon, the Acharka, Chilku, Hepatzer. And then there were Mashalik, the Hamas. What happens now? Shimon obviously can't walk into Reuven's half. Reuven's property is also not Shimon. Does Shimon walk into the Shimon's? So I would think that if you say Chalukza Shuftin is a regular Kenyan, meaning I am selling you half of the southern side in exchange for you telling me half of the northern side, then even the part you get in the end is half and get from me. So you can't use it. So I think the Rashba would fit well here. The Rashba says, Ah, Chetzio, Shel Shimon, Oser, Al Shimon. Why? Kanahu, Kanahuso, a Reuven. After all, you can't even walk into your half of the yard because you bought half of every molecule of your half of the yard for me. So really, I owned half of every molecule, then I sold you that half of the molecules in the north side. But when I sell you something, it's all to my mouth, right? If I answer all my God, Ari, and I sell the cake, he still can't eat it. So I answer my property, then I was mocking it to you, you still can't eat it. Maybe the Rambam holds, what did the Rambam hold? Maybe the Rambam holds the other side, like the Rashbam. Right? The Rambam actually costs like the Rashbam in terms of Goral. You gotta see whether it's reason the Rashbam or the Ritzel. The Lechemishta, Soti, the Rambam, the Rashbam, but I don't know how significant that is. Maybe the Rambam would say, no. Shimon Mutter, Bechetzi Shalom. Why was Shimon Mutter Bechetzi Shalom? Because maybe it was just pure halakim. Maybe when we split up the shukba, it's not like you're saying, I'm giving you this and you're giving me that. Like, I'm giving you half of the north side, you're giving me half of the south side. If I give it to you, it's also about not. No, what I'm saying is, within the rights of the shutfus, we are now, again, this is not under a yeshiva, we're not retroactively clarifying anything. But when we split the shutfus, we are mitbarer that your half of the shutfus becomes the north side, and my half of the shutfus becomes the south side. But what's the difference? If it's bir halakim, then basically you're getting what was yours all along. You're getting what was always your rights. We were mivarer your rights, and now we're mivarer your rights. If it's a Kenyan, you're getting half of my rights, and I'm getting half of your rights. So maybe the story of the Rambam doesn't say his part. Shimon Mutter Katsu Shalom, Ulai Mishon, Shalom Kibel Chetzio Mi Reuven, Ella, Be Rare, La'atzmo, right? Shimon didn't get, Zach, you're Shimon. You didn't get your half of the chutzah as a present from me in exchange for my half of the chutzah as a present from you. We didn't trade. I didn't give you this half of the chutzah, you gave me that half of the chutzah. No, you were mivarer that this is what you deserve from the shutfus. And I was mivarer that this is what I deserve from the shutfus. In which case, it wasn't a gift from me. It was a beer of your own rights. Beer of your own rights. Why is it going to be up to my life? You're going to borrow your rights, I'm going to borrow my rights, your rights are yours, my rights are mine. I didn't give you anything. If you hold that it's the Chaluk Shutfin's a Kenyan, I gave you something. So it's not Asar Banah. When I make a nidder against you and I give you something, it's Asar Banah. But if you're a beaver, you're going to borrow your rights. One more friend. If you're going to borrow your rights, that's your rights. Why should it be Asar Banah? I was borrow my half. I took my side, you took your side. It's just your halakim. I never gave you anything. If I never gave you anything, there's no way around law. So I think that you also.
How is it different from the
Yeshiva says retroactively, we say we always own that, even when Afreya. Here I'm only saying the Kamala Hapa. That's the difference. Yeshiva is with Afreya. I'm not saying about Afreya. We're not saying Zachary Levar, this is always his half, and this always my half. No. Until now, we have this amorphous relationship where we each have an undefined half. And with my Freya in the past, it was still an undefined half. But now you've taken your half and concretized it as this. I've taken my half and concretized it as this. We were halakim. And, you know, I don't know, it was always a, always some mixture of, always, it was always some mixture of water and oil cooking on the stove, and we were all mishmash together. Then, you know, we put it in the fridge, the oil goes to the top, the water goes to the bottom, I take my half, you take your half, Shalom Yisrael. I'm not giving you your half. You're just taking your half. You're just taking your half of the rights and concretizing them in one half. Bir Chalakim. But again, it's not Yisrael, because it's not the Mafreya. So perhaps this is the sort of Machlokas Rambam and Rashba. I mean, the other option is just to say, maybe according to the Rambam, there's an umdana that when we ever make a shutfas, we intend to make a shutfas with and deny each other the right to asser anything on the other guy after he splits, like, as a specific umdana of denying the right to make nidur. But I think that's a little dachuk, really. People want to make shutfas, they have in mind who shouldn't be able to make nidur on whom. I think it's easier to say the bir halakim than you didn't get it from me, you got it from yourself. So it's also Rana'ah. It's the Kenyan, you got it from me, so it's also Rana'ah.
There's no room to say that it's also Rana'ah to carry over from the Kira.
The mainstream Ashonim assume not that way, meaning Nafmina is if I asser all my property on you, can I sell you a cake? Right? So you're saying maybe there's room to say I could sell you a cake because once you paid for it, you're not really so nana. Okay, the Ran is assuming there's no room to say that. That seems to be the mainstream assumption. Let's go with that for now. Although I hear you're having me. Maybe I can't give you, what you're saying is maybe I can't give you a cake, but I can sell you a cake. That's your intuition. Okay, but that's not the mainstream opinion. Although I certainly hear this far. Okay, I just want to end with some suggestions. Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Rabbi Chanan's kasha, which isn't a super strong kasha, I must admit. Not a super strong kasha. His kasha is this. Let's make his kasha a little stronger. Let's make his kasha a little stronger. In our Gemara, we see for Chalutza Shutfin, you need a Kenyan. And in the Gemara on Daf Kavod Beis, we see you need a Goral. You don't need a Kenyan, Stira. Our Gemara needs a Kenyan, and that Gemara does need a Kenyan. That's Rav Chanan's Kasha. Right? That's his Stira, right here. Okay, it's not such a great... it's a great question because the answers you could give. It's not such a great question because there are many ways out of that question. But let's take this question. Gimel Amud Beis, Halukas Hashutfin, Sarah Kenyan. Daf Gimel Amud Alfinis, sorry, Daf Kavav Amud Beis, Aiden, sorry, Kenyan. The goral is good enough. Right? Why is it not such a great question? Because you could deny this in two ways, which he doesn't say. Right? What does he not say? No, that's a matter of it, I guess. But you could say that, really, it does need a Kenyan. Like the Ritva. That's a Kenyan. That's not a Goral. The Goral is just the Hikitensi. It's just the way to, it's just a vehicle. The real Kenyan, I know it's Kenyan Kissa, you have Kenyan Kissa. Right? Or you could say, no, really, Kavod Bei seems like the Rashbam doesn't need a Kenyan. Right? He's assuming, like the Rashbam, and then you learn Shas with Rashbam, and then you tell you the Kasha before you bring it on to the Shonen. So the Rashbam, like Rashi, not crazy. You can say an Arsing also doesn't need a Kenyan. It doesn't need a Kenyan, but you need some action, and since they're not using the Goral, why are they not using the Goral? Because they don't want to randomly assign it. They want to negotiate it between them, right? It doesn't need some action.
Maybe.
There's no go-round. You need a pseudo-opinion. You know, and after all, we've seen maybe the Tzadok is not a real opinion, right? So you can say both sides agree. You don't need a Kenyan or both sides agree. You do need a Kenyan, but Rav Chanan is not going with it all. Where does Rav Chanan start?
Rav Yochanan starts, you need a kinyan, and you don't need a kinyan. And now he wants the answer. So, the first answer we give.
But even if you need a kinyan, it's only a kinyan suda, which is not mo'il b'karka.
Sure it is. Kinyan suda is mo'il b'karka b'chol b'rkuma.
Yeah.
So it says Rav Yochanan, his first answer is, it's a machlokes hasugyos. Why be machlokes hasugyos? And here he comes up the same idea of the Mishnah did, etc. He says, same idea as the Lechem Mishnah. He says, our sugya holds ain brira. Now sugya holds yesh brira. What does yesh brira mean? Yesh brira means it's not even a haluk sashukman. Because we clarified retroactively that each brother inherited this and they were never shukman. Okay, so this is man da omar. Yesh brira. It is. And therefore, I mean, if you mean my number, yeesh brira right here. Sorry. Yes. Okay. Basically. Yeah, correct. I knew you were going to say that. So let me actually, he doesn't actually say that's a good point. No, he does. Okay. So okay. Fair enough. That might have to revise what I said earlier. Say if you hold the Ishbira, then everything is retroactive and really you can always if you hold the Ishbira, then it's a beer of luck. After all, you revise retroactively, this is what you always own. Okay, so this is Man da Omar Ain. Brira, you need to split. And this is Manda Armar Yesh Brira. You just clarify retroactively what everyone owned all along. Okay. But then he comes with this very nice point. He says, actually, he has a better part. A stam case when you split things. Do you think it's yeshua din haluka or imbo din haluka? Remember, what's din haluka? That's a mishnah or a parak. If two people own something together and it's big enough that they could each use half of it, then they split it. A stam field, is it yeshua or imbo din haluka? Let's assume stam is yeshua din haluka. Big enough to split it in half. Okay, but then that our sugya is very specific. What's the case in our sugya? You don't make no kenta explicitly. What's our sugya talking about? What's our sugya talking about? What's our sugya talking about? That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Right? Etc. So this is, says Rav Yochanan. He says, Tzeidinim, there might be Tzeidinim in Shoshos. Even though we pass it. This, our sugya is Ein Bo Din Chalukka. The Gemara Daf Kavav is, there's no Kenta. Yesh Bo Din Chalukka doesn't say, but it's a reasonable enough for Kenta. Our sugya is not no Kenta. It says, he says, you know what? It could be that Ein Bo Din Chalukka and Yesh Bo Din Chalukka are two totally different kinds of Shoshos. Maybe there's Tzeidinim in Shoshos. What's the difference? The difference is clear. Yesh bo din chalukka, that means that it's always, at any second, it's only to be split. From the moment we buy it together, it's ready to be split. So maybe, yesh bo din chalukka, we each own separate halves, we just weren't revirer whose half is which. But ein bo din chalukka means too small to split. You can make a kinyan split it. But it's not all made to be split. It's not all made to be split. Only beer halakim. Or we each have halakim. We each own half of every molecule the whole time. So ein bo din chalukka, what's he saying? In ein bo din chalukka, then it's all made. Eino ome lichalek, and therefore chaluka equals a kinyan chadash.
It's not intended to be split. It's not structure that we should each have half, we just have to be an environment. It's structure that legally we shouldn't split it. Of course, we can agree to split it because we can agree to do anything we want with our money, but it's intended to not be split. Therefore, no one has the right to split it. Therefore, if you do split it, that's a new kinyan. I'm selling you half, and you're selling me half. 1 second. But yesh bo din chaluka? No, that's omed meikara la chaluka. And therefore, chaluka equals birur chalukin. And you know what? He has a point. Even though we had three answers before this, those answers are not the most pashut shot. Because the pashut shot in the book made that it's not the kinyan, just a joke. Doesn't say Ella Murkash. And the Pashut could be that it is the Kenyan. It says Chazaka and it says Kenyan Sudar. Yeah, you could say. But the Pashut Shah is that there it's not a Kenyan, here it is a Kenyan. And the Pashut Shah is what the same, the same Manda Amar. Don't make it a different Manda Amar. Pashut Shah is that we pack like both Sugyas. So the Pashut Shah is that one Sugya says you need a Kenyan, the other Sugya says you don't need a Maisa Kenyan. And we pack like both Sugyas, they're both within the Halachic Manda Amar. So what's the difference? So it must be Tzvayin. There are two totally different kinds of shutfas. There's one kind of shutfas where we each own half and we have the environment who owns which half. And there's the other kind of shutfas where no, we each own half of every molecule. We're all supposed to take all of it forever. And therefore, in the kind of shutfas where Emo Din Chaluka, we each own half of every molecule. We're supposed to stick with that forever. If we want to split it, that's a totally new kinyan. I'm selling you half of all the north molecules. You're selling me half of all the south molecules. But in Yeshua Din Chaluka, to the moment we started the shutfas, any second, anyone could say, I'll take my half. That means in the first place, really, it was that I was supposed to have half, you were supposed to have half, we just hadn't clarified whose half is which. The two halves are just, being used together. But all of a sudden, they didn't need Kenyan. They only need the viewer because it's only for Chaluka in the first place. And therefore, girl is enough, you don't need my Kenyan. That's what Rochana's answer.
The one you're on is explaining the difference. Reason why the Mahoga by the case of Inbud and Kaluka, Grira, the Mahoga speech in Grira, fully applied by Inbud and Kaluka. But Inbud and Kaluka, we're saying, is the one that's not coming into the calling, but would be the one that only.
Give me a turn. Okay. Now, this, Yomi?
Was there any deal to death that at that, like, code and years of risk doesn't imply that?
What do you think?
What's Ravashi Kiddush? We know that the Zephyr works for Kinyan.
That you don't say Lechazei Kukin. That you don't say Lechazei Kukin.
Yeah, there's no
Kinyan. No, but there are two ways to understand. You know, one way of saying is that it's not a real Kinyan, right? It's not a real Kinyan. It's not a real Kenyan, it's a pseudo Kenyan, it's a mic that resembles a Kenyan that shows what you want. But of course, if it's not a real Kenyan, then according to what you're saying, Tosos doesn't speak Kenyan. You just hold the cross before you don't need Kenyan. I think that's what you're saying.
Meaning it's just not a
Kashan. Right, because then it's not a Kashan. But again, it could be that even Tosos, right? I think we were directing you last time. It's not that he thinks it's not a real Kenyan. It's just that he thinks you don't need to say Lakes Lake of Kenyan because it's obvious that you're serious here. As though we're regular case, but it's not obvious that you're serious. So, could we even toss them only for a technical reason to think it would be okay?
And then there's another risk, which says that they go that slum without either of them knowing, also.
So, why would they even know? I think the North half, you get the South half. You just don't need to go with him or say Lake of Equity, but that could be because there's an owner that you mean Lake of Equity. And you can't do it unilaterally. This is really the big question of what's the difference between Yeshbo and Eimbo Din Chaluka? Why is some shutfas of Yeshbo Din Chaluka and some shutfas of Eimbo Din Chaluka? Now, I know why. If something's big enough that we can each use each half and it'll be useful as Yeshbo Din Chaluka. If it's small enough that we split it in half, it wouldn't be so useful, it's Eimbo Din Chaluka. The question is, what's the conceptual nature? Like, why is there a difference between them? Is that difference there different kinds of shutfas? Or is that difference just a technical detail? So there's a Rashba who says, you know why there's a difference in Yeshua and Eimbo Din Chaluka? Because of Yasisa HaYoshar Ve'atov. Meaning, Midrash Rabbanan. I know Misisha Yeshua is a principle of the Raisa, but the application of the Rabbanan. Basically, the Rashi says all Shutfuses are Yeshua and Chalukah. There are not two kinds of Shutfuses. It's just because of Misisha Yeshua at all, we need a rule that you shouldn't flip something if it'll really annoy the other guy. You shouldn't flip something if it's not being a nice person. You know, if we own something that if you split it, it wouldn't be useful, it's just, it's not nice to split it. And Chazal made a rule that Sisa Yeshua told to be nice. But not a different mahus of the shutfus. It's just nice fit. And what Rabbanan is saying is very different, right? What Rabbanan is saying is very different, is let's see if we can get everything on two. One board. Ein bo versus yesh bo din chalukah. What is the nature of the difference between them? Is the difference between them fundamental? Shnei sugei shutfus, or technical? Is the difference between fundamental or technical? So again, the Rashba might say, right? Yasita Hayashar Vatov. However, Bochanan here says that no, they're two different kinds of shukhats, and therefore the Chalukah are two different processes of Yari. Okay, so once maybe they can quibble with me, they say you start as a season of the Tobin end of the shukhats, but let's assume that's not what the Rashba meant. He means they're the same kind of shukhats. It's just because of a season of Yashar Tov, you shouldn't be obnoxious. And it's obnoxious to split something that's too small to be useful. And that really ties into.
Isn't that what the Rotten in the Dorim says?
Yeah, give me a second. Answer to Rebbe Chanan's question. Right here, you have Rebbe Chanan's answer that it's Beis Dinim. Or you say, what are the other answers? And really, this comes up in the Gemara in the Dorim. Because they weren't in Dorim, the beginning per Hashutfin. In the Dharm, you know, we're not the only Parakah Shukfin in town. There's also Parakah Shukfin in the Dharm. Says, as a machlokes lashon the Chachamim, I was obviously assuming one side, whether if we own that me and Zach, we're the ones who own the Chatzar, and we're brothers with each other. So I asked Hanan and Zach whether he can go into the Chatzar or he can't go into the Chatzar, right, is the machlokes from Rilazar and the Chachamim. So what does the Gemara say there in the Dharm? The Gemara says the Havmina the other way, but we'll skip the Havmina, we'll just stick with the Maskana. The Gemara says, Machloka she'ein badin chaluka. Aval yesh badin chaluka dirikol asar. The Machloka's kanoim, where we, by the way, paskin lakula. Meaning we pass like Rebbe Elazar, I think Rebbe Elazar and Yaakov, sorry. We pass the Rebbe Elazar and Yaakov. They can go, you can, Zach can go into the Chatzar. That's it. When can Zach go into the Chatzar? If Ein Badin Chaluka. But if Yesh Badin Chaluka, then everyone agrees that it is Asr. Okay, then Halakha Rebbe Elazar and Yaakov. So the difference between Yesh Badin Ein Badin Chaluka in terms of Zach going into the Chatzar. Right? Does Zach have the right to go into the Chatzar? Okay, again, when I talked that Rama and Raspa, that was within assuming you don't have a right to go into the Chatzar. Right? Ein Badin Chaluka. Yesh Badin Chaluka. But what, how about this? Why Nedarim Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis Ein Badin Chaluka Mutter Likanes Yesh Bav Aser. Why, if Ein Badin Chaluka, is it mutter into the Chatzar? But if Yesh Badin Chaluka, it's Aser to enter the Chatzar. Why is there a difference in terms of I make all my Hana Aser Hana all my property on Zach? Can he go into the joint Chatzar if it's Ein Badin Chaluka, but not if it is Yesh Bo? So the Ran here brings a Machlokas, brings two deus about it. Or,
Sorry, the rush in Nedarim brings down. And here we are. Even Sheesh Latakin Bahaluka. Obviously, assuming like the Rambam against the Rashi says, you know why there's a difference? Because really it's much either way. But if we have a solution, we should use a solution. Like in Abod and Haluka, what's that supposed to do? So he's allowed to enter the Chatur. But in Yeshbod and Haluka, then he doesn't need to be Nakel, we don't need to be Nakel to let him enter the Chatur. We could just split it and he'll keep aside the Chatur. Obviously, it's doing not like that Rashi together. So instead, the rush, the difference is technical. That's what's why this rush is significant, says the rush. The difference is just really both are mutter. But better to avoid the issue. What's he saying? Really, either way, I can't answer him for using his half of the shuntless. So if Abel did Haluka, he could still walk into the chatzer. If it's Yeshua did Haluka, he could also walk into the chatzer. But it's better to avoid the issue and just split it, and he'll be in his and I'll be in mine, and we won't have to rely on kudlis. Because Aimbo then Haluki doesn't have the right to split it, if I don't agree. So it's not a solution. Yeko then Haluki, he can demand splitting. Aimbo then Haluki, he can't demand splitting, so he's still going to be stuck, so we have to remake it. We can't force me to split it. We have no right to force me to change my Dina Mamas. However, that's the rush. I wrote rush. The Ran says differently, though. Says the Ran, he says, no, it's two different kinds of, it's two different kinds of shutfus. When it comes to, and again, I'm going to say it over my words, when it comes to Ein Bo Din Chalukah, that has rights in the whole chatzer. And therefore, I can't deny him his rights in the chatzer. He has rights in the whole chatzer. If he has rights in the whole chatzer, I can't take those rights away from him. However, in Yesh Bo Din Chalukah, he doesn't have rights in the whole chatzer. He only has rights in half the chatzer. It's only the chalukah. It's only the biur chalukah. So he only has rights in half the chatzer, and we haven't yet clarified which half is which. Right? And again, we possibly ain't greater, even if we clarify later, we'll work retroactively. Right now, we don't know which half is which, so he can't walk in any half. It might not be his half. So the Ran says there's a fundamental difference. That works well for a Bochanan. Right? He says, whoa. And since each one has a chos in the whole chatzer, that's the machlokes. Chachamim say, since we both have a chos in the whole chatzer, I can answer it on you. Why is chos? I can answer it. And we're living in Yaakov says, again, I'm skipping the beginning of the verse. Since we both have rights to the chatzer, you have the right to use the whole chatzer when you want it. And I can't take that away from you. But in Yeshbo Din Haluka, Mikol Echad Zuchus Beklati HaChatzer V'lo Yadua Ebefeti. We each have a chos in half the chatzer. Just, it's not majority, and we don't know which half. So therefore, I'm answering my half on you. And if we don't know which is my half, you can't walk into the chatzer, because how do you know? You might be walking into my half. So this Ran is great for the Rosh Hashanah. If I was a Rosh Hashanah, I would have quoted this Ran. Did he quote this Ran? I don't think so. What did it say in brackets? Oh, yeah? Okay, great. Then he did. Okay, maybe that's where I got it from. I don't think so, but okay, great. I'm Baran Prairie. Oh no, he does quote the Ran. Excellent. He just doesn't quote me that. I didn't know and pay attention. He has quote the Ran. That's exactly what this is the Ran he meant, obviously, when he reached a shift, and he obviously made this Ran. What's the Ran saying? In Abel Din Chalukah, we each own all of it. In Yeshua Din Chalukah, we each own half of it. Two fundamental different models of shutfus. So we have a pure shutfus. What is shutfus? What is chalukah? Is that shutfus? It's shutfus that we each own half, and we're just being the chalik, whose half is whose. Or is shutfus that we each
I mean, obviously we don't have, but what happens? We each own a specific half, we just need a viral piece of food, or no, we each own half of everything. And then if we want to transfer, we have to sell it to you. Which our crewmate started on the board last time. So Rav Chanan, based on this Ran, says again, yet one aimbo, that's the topic of our sugya. You could say it's a technical difference. The reason why you split one, not the other, is because of being a nice guy, Shuk Rashba. And the skira between Daf Kuf Vav and Daf Gimel, there's many ways to answer. And the Gemara in Nedarim, which makes a difference for Nedarim, is really just a Chumra B'Alma. Really, it's not exactly what the Chatzar either way. It's just better as a Chumra for us to split the Chatzar if you have the right to. And if you don't have the right to, then what can you do? Right? Or you could say, no, it's two fundamentally different things. And maybe that's the fear between Daf Kuf Vav and Daf Gimel. And that's why one is can be split, the other can't be split, because one is fundamentally we each just have to devour our half, and the other is no, we're each have the whole thing. And that would explain the Gemara Nedarim very nicely, like the Ran, and also why it's machlokas, right? In Yehud and Chalukah, we each own half, but we don't know whose half is which. So Zach can't walk in at all. He might be walking on my half. If Abel doing Chalukah, no, we each have the rights in every molecule. Then Chachamim say, so I have the right to offer every molecule in you. And Mary Lodge says, so you have the right to use every molecule you want without me offering it on you. Without getting into more darn dick details. So I think that's a good, as we point out, I am Risha Shifu Aran, that's a good marker for the state dean of Rebel Chachamim. Now, just to end,
I ask something?
Yes.
The weakness of Rav Elchanan is that Iker Chaser Me'a Sefer doesn't say, the Gemara doesn't say that there's a difference, doesn't mention Yeshbot Din Chalukah or Inbot Din Chalukah.
It doesn't Daf Gimel, it just doesn't Daf Kavav, right?
No, I understand, not on Daf Kavav. Now, there's something in the Lashon of the Gemara itself that may allow a distinction, even though the Rashbam rejects it explicitly. The Rashbam assumes there's no difference between Achim Shecholku and Shutfin. But maybe you could say that there is a difference between Achim Shecholku and Shutfin.
Was anyone Ray Miller's year when he said that? In the name of the Rav? Ray Miller, in the first year probably of the year, said that he heard that from the Rav. I don't know if this was written in the Rav books. I didn't hear this from the Rav. I didn't hear it from the Rav. But maybe you could say a different say demon. After all, our Gemara is Shutfin, the Gemara Daf Kuvav is Achim Shecholku. Maybe Achim Shecholku, Ray Miller didn't quote the Rav about this particular aspect, just about related aspect. Maybe Achim Shecholku are different from Shutfin. Brothers are not like Shutfin. Shutfin entered into a partnership, and brothers inherited. Maybe those are two very different things. So what can you say? You can say there's Svei Dinim, but a different Svei Dinim in the Rav Chanan. And this is, I don't know if the Rav said it, in what context the Rav said it, because I don't have the original. You know, I maybe it's someplace in one of the Rishima someplace, but you have to figure out how to find it. But this is, let's say, certainly Alpi, the Rav, right? Alpi, the Rav. He says maybe the difference between Shutfin and Achim Shecholku. What's the difference? And here I think the difference is Pashut. Ben, let's think of it. When we buy something with Shutfus, the Pashut shot, I know I talked to you a lot about Yishmud and Chalukah. The Pashut shot, if me and Leo buy something with Shutfus, that's because what do we want to do with it? We buy it with Shutfus so we can split it. Then why don't we just buy it like each by half? Usually when people go into a Shutfus, it's because they want to have a business together, right? Shutfus is they don't want to separate themselves. They want to join themselves together. They don't want to have separate halves. The whole point of shutfus is we want a shutfus. I chip in 50%, you chip in 50%, and we split the profits. When brothers inherit, is that because they want to be mishtatef and have joint business ventures? Or just because they haven't gotten around to splitting it up yet? Options when brothers inherit. Who inherits? A guy dies, he has five sons. Each of the five sons inherits a fifth. It's just that we don't know who's going to get which fifth. So it's Mechutzer Chalukah. And that's what the Rav says. He says, of course, the fundamental difference, not between Yeshbo and Einbo, all types of Shutfos, whether Yeshbo or Einbo, are not only the Chalukah. You were a Mishkatev because you wanted to not split it between you. But brothers who inherit, of course they want to split it between them.
They just haven't gotten around to it yet because they didn't decide to inherit. Their father died, you know, without any planning on their part. And now they just haven't gotten around to splitting it up yet. But it's two totally different models. Shuffin are, I mean, you can use the same thing. Shuffin is not only the Chalukah. All Shuffin is not only the Chalukah. I understand. Legally, it's yeshiva within Chalukah. But your main intention is not for Chalukah, then you wouldn't have become Shuffin. Then you would have just said, let's each buy half. Right? Two people can go and say, we're each buying half. Here's all the money, and we're each buying half. That's not Shuffin. Shuffin means you want to make a partnership. When you make a partnership, the idea of a partnership is you're all supposed to own all of it, and you're not supposed to split it up. You can't. But that's not the intention. Therefore, when you split it up, that's a new Kenyan. But Achen Shechalku. Achen Shechalku, maybe that's a, as the Abe or whoever was just talking, I think, with Abe pointed out. Then you don't need any Rukentas. It's explicit about Kabob's Achen Shechalku, and it's explicit that our Gemara is Shechalku. Right, so give me a second. The Achen Shechalku, they're not trying to be together. They're just stuck in this amorphous situation, in this limbo situation, to fully split it, which exactly makes sense. The splitting is just your halakha, not really a transaction, because they never wanted to be together in the first place. That's another possibility. That's Mary Miller quoted this in the Rav in the opening Shir Poli, to answer some other things which are a little, not exactly what we're talking about now, and Abe suggested. Now, so that could also be an answer to this question.
Is that true by Shizin of
you're saying they didn't like intend to make a partnership in a. I mean,
why
you say it's not the same? Let's go into business, buy a shoe store together, and make a shoe store business. Here we're just, but they are splitting it. But if you, I hear the tiny, but nonetheless, I think you know they're splitting it. And what did they do until now? Until now, they've shared this chutzner. Apparently, it was until, why didn't they split until now? Apparently, until now, what worked for their lifestyle was. Right, I mean, we have no idea how they each came to possess houses in this chutzner. You're right, we can make up whatever we want how they came to possess houses in this chutzner. But nonetheless, I mean, there's something to, for the past 10 years, they've been sharing the chutzner. Right? And it worked for them. Okay. We don't know. I hear what you're saying. I was using a great example of going to business together, opening a shoe store, which is really you want to be together. These people. But nonetheless, let's think about it this way. Someone built these houses with a joint chutzner, right? Originally. What was the idea? Why didn't someone build each house with its own chutzner? The idea was, no, we wanted to have this chutzner together because we didn't want to have our own chutzneros. We didn't want to each have our own small chutzner. We wanted to have one big chutzner together because that would help our life work. Right? So clearly that's what was set up originally. Then everyone just bought into the original setup. And I think that makes sense. You know, adding on that. People do that, right? Apartment building has a chutzner. You know, why? Because it's a big chutzner, and that way everyone used it a little, and it's much better than everyone having their own small chutzner and splitting it up. Not so crazy.
Okay. Didn't Rabbi Miller bring the raya from the Esra of Hashutim and the difference between Esra of Hashutim and Esra of Hayorshim? So there, I mean, and there you need Lachem.
Were you here when he gave that shir?
I was heard it on the internet.
Oh, okay. Yes, he wanted the same terms of Esra of Hashutim.
Therefore, Esra of Hashutim, according to the Rambam and Rashi, I think he said, wasn't it? Esra of Hashutim is Lachem. So you really need a kinyan to split.
He wanted to say that Esra of Hashutim is Lachem because you each are shyest to the whole Esrog, while Esra of Fustabayas is not because... You're not shyach to this. You're not shyach to this esrog. You're only shyach to half of the nechassim.
That's what he wanted to say. He wanted to answer a question and say, an esrog of shutfim, which is not the way we pass in our life, an esrog of shutfim we can both be yotzi with, because I'm shayach to the whole thing, you're shayach to the whole thing, so it's lachem for both of us. An esrog of yorshim, who aren't mechalik yet, they can't be yotzi with, because I'm only shayach to him. Who says I'm shayach to this whole esrog, or any of this esrog? And who says you're shayach to this whole esrog or any of this esrog? We don't know that we're shayach to this esrog, so it's not lachem, correct.
Rambam did like that, though. The Rambam did pass an esrog of shutfim as kosh.
Correct, but that could be for esrog reasons as well. Okay, I think I want to close our discussion of shutfas. Basically, this very, very important criteria about shutfas, right? What's the nature of shutfas? What's the nature of halukta shutfin? And that ties into maybe does an isra handa'a survive halukta shutfin? Because it's that I gave you something that you just took, something that you had the right to take. It has to do with how much of a kinyan do you need in daf kavam? Do you need a Kenyan? Do you not need a Kenyan? Maybe an Arsugya? Do you need a real Kenyan or do you just need a pseudo Kenyan? And then we had a Stira, which we said there are many ways to answer the Stira. But the most interesting way to answer the Stira, either is two kinds of Shutfus and then Shutfus, or no, within Shutfin, there's only one kind of Shutfus. But Shutfin and Yechza'ach and Shacholku are two totally different kinds of Shutfus. So we have two models of Shutfus, perhaps one model is true of Engbo and one model is true of Yechba and Chalukah, or perhaps one model is true of all real Shutfas, and one model is true of inheritance. Let's go back to the Gemara then. Makam Shemnagu Livnos, we're on the first medium width line of the Gimel Amal. Gvil, oops, Avnei Gvil Meshafia, is Gvil is on a trimmed stone, so therefore it sticks out more and you need six Fachim. Gavdeth Avnei Meshafia is trimmed stone, so you only need five Fachim. It doesn't finish the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, which they chopped with all kinds of saws and axes and trimmed down to size. So gozes clearly means cut stones, just like in the Chodesh, right? You have to chop it with an axe or a saw in order to make it gozes. Okay. Kfisen are archi, kfisen are half bricks. And the Gemara will assume, why do you need four tefachim? Because a half brick is one and a half brick is one and a half. But to make two half bricks strong, you need to put a tefach cement in between. Livni, Livin and Livni are bricks which are three tefachim long. Amrli Rav, Bridi Rav, Rav Ashi. So notice, Gvil and Gozis are both stones. And Archi and Livni are both bricks. Gvil is a tefach more than Gozis. Archi is a tefach more than Livni. Why does Gvil need a tefach wider than Gozis? Because it's not trimmed, so it's thick backed. Why does Archi need a tefach more than Livni? Because it's chopped in half, so you need more cement to attach it in the middle. The Gemara says, how do you know all this? Umli Rab Rida the Rabbi Rashi, my dig Gvil Avni Glo Meshafkin in who have a high tefach shale more to the carn. So how do you know Avni means untrimmed stones and the extra tefach are the sticking out bits? Dilma Palga de Gozisu by tefach shale Livni or Vihu. Maybe it's just like the bricks. Maybe it's stick stones cut in half, and the extra tefach is meant to attach the two halves. Kinegarminim, Kfisen, Archi, Livin, Liv, like we said about the Kfisen and the Livinim. Bahai tefach, Yisir, Livinim, Orbi, right? That by the Kfisen, Livinim, the extra tefach is for sticking together two halves. Amarli, Belich, Tamech, Kfisen, Archi, Menolan. According to you, how do you even know that Kfisen means half bricks? Elig, Margri, Law, you just had a Masora. Don't let me, Avon, Lushivin, Margri, Law, we just had a Masora that Bill. Just like there's a Masora that Archi means half bricks, which need another tefach for sticking the halves together, we have a Masora that Gvil means untrimmed stone, and you need another half for the part that stick out in the stone that don't support weight. Ikad Amri, just the same conversation in the opposite direction. Amalei Ravach, Amri, Ravach, Ravashi, Maidahai, Kfisen, Archi, Nin, Huavai, Tef, Nisir, Labeni, Orbi, Dilma, Mai, Kfisen, Amri, Lomashafian, or Rashi says it actually lived me, Lomashafian, by Tef, Nisir, Lomorsha, did Karnasa. Just the opposite direction. How do you know Archi are split in half bricks and you need another tefach to attach to halves? Maybe they're bricks that are not trimmed and just the other tefach is for the parts that stick out, just like by the stones. According to you, how do you know what Gil means? It's Masora, so it's also Masora. Okay, we learn from this for sure, since Archi is half bricks, and it's one tefach more than Livni, which is full bricks, that anything attaching two half bricks, you need a tefach of cement. Hani mili bit tina. That's if you have cement. Avol beritza, but if you have like mud and gravel, by thing, you need more to make it strong. The Ikadami Hanimil Ritzel, Tina Lobay could something say that's for mud and gravel, but if you have good cement, then you don't need so much, you need less than that. Lameimra, new question. The Begazas Choldal and Amos Gobi have a Pussy or Hamshikoi Lolo Koi. Are existing to say, what's the point of the width? That it should last a long time. You shouldn't be wasting your money. It should last forever. So what do we see here? We know the Kotel has to be Dalet Amos high for the next two Mishnayos from now. So this shows that if you have a stone wall, Dalet Amos high, you need 5 Tfachim for it to stand. Less than 5 Tfachim, it will be rickety. Is that really true? Well, I'm attraction to have a Gvot plus and a possible love of a Pussy Yellow Shis Poshrivikon. How can that be? The Amatraxim, which was the Amma long wall that separated the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadoshim in Bayis Rishon, was 30 Amos high, because that's how tall the roof was. And it was only 6 Tfachim wide, so it was an Amma wide. So hold on. If 5 Tfachim can support 4 Amos height, then 6 Tfachim should only be able to support 4.8 Amos height, not 30 Amos height. The answer is, Kim the Tepu Saver Koi. No, it is not proportional, it is exponential. Since there's an extra tefach of width, it can support 6 times as much height, even 30. Okay, you have to work out the math. Let's assume the math works out. Mikdashani, my time will over I'm attraction. But why Mikdashani? You know Mikdashani, they had a parochas between the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim. And Yuma, whether they had two parochsim or one parochas for real seeing the chachamim. But why didn't they make an amatraxing? The answer is kikai, but plus and kai, tfei lo kai, because the mikdashani was much taller. The mikdashani was 100 amos high. So 6 fucking can only support 30 amos, can't support more than that. How do we know mikdashani was higher? If they've got all the yakoda isa, we believe, right? It's called the brain memes for tzedek. The Navi says, I think this is Chagai, no? Chagai, that the Bayis Sheni will be bigger than Bayis Rishon. Rav Shmuel, Va'amir Lo, Ryochan, Rabbi Lazar, either Rav Shmuel or Ryochan, Rabbi Lazar, or Yechadim, one of them said it'll be bigger building. V'chadim, Rabbi Shon, one of them said it'll last more years. V'isalaha, and we have Masora that this is true and that. They're both true. It lasted more years, right? Bayis Rishon lasted 410, and Bayis Sheni lasted 420 years, according to Chazal chronology. And it was taller. So since it was taller, they couldn't build a wall, so they had to put a parochas instead. Okay, the Tos Rosh and others ask, why couldn't they just build a wider amatrak? It wouldn't be enough. An amatayim traksin or something. Work out the math. And the answer is no, because the floor plans of the Beis HaMikdash couldn't be changed. Because it's Miyad Hashem Alayi skill, it was all through Nevuah, and you weren't allowed to change the floor plan of the Beis HaMikdash. Because Rosh asked, well, if you're not going to make the wall wider, why are you letting make the building higher? Yodel, how do we know that you can't make any walls wider? Because you can't change the floor plans. It's all in the Nevuah, you can't change it. But you're allowed to make the building taller, because Gomel Yekon HaZayis HaVishim HaAchron. So, there could be more than one answer. His answer is no. How wide everything has to do with the Kedushas Makom. Each Makom is kosher for a certain thing. That can't change. How tall you make it doesn't change what the Makom is kosher for. Just how tall it is. The Makom is still the same Kedusha. Just how tall it is. So therefore, Misvara, they figure out Godel Yekfona Bais means to make it taller, because that makes it bigger without changing the Kedusha of each inch of Makom. Okay. Nice. Go on. The Gemara says, "V'nevdu t'losan am binyan v'idav am peruches." So why not make 30 am a tall am a traskin, and the rest of it make peruches? He koi t'losan am hasa navi ar tikkur maziva habakoi lo tikkur maziva lo habakoi. No, because even we say it's not really true that 5 tfachim wide supports 4 amos and 6 tfachim wide supports 30 amos. That's not all the math. 6 tfachim wide supports 30 amos if it also attaches to a roof and cement on the roof. Right? Tikkur maziva means the wood of the roof and the cement on the roof. If the roof also holds it up. Really, 6 tfachim plus a floor plus a roof holds 30 amos. 4 tfachim with a floor without a roof, 5 tfachim with a floor without a roof holds 4 amos. Okay, so therefore, they couldn't even build 30 high because without a roof, it wouldn't get up to the roof and it would collapse. The extra vineyard would eat a roof. So why not build as much as you can with vineyard? No, as much as you can with stones and the rest of the roof. So I'm Rabbi, you know, there's a lot of reason why not. We have Masora, Ikula, Vineyard, Kilbros. Either the whole demarcation, the whole border between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim has to be built of stone, or it all has to be a Peruches. You can't have part stone and part Peruches. Ikula, Vineyard, Mikdash. Either it's all built of stone, like the Mikdash Rishon, which through Nevuah was said to build it in a stone wall. Ikula, Peruches, Mishkan, or it has to be all Peruches, like the Mishkan it says in the Torah. Ibailu. Gemara has a question about our Mishnah. They would always plaster the walls. All walls you would plaster afterwards, just like our walls, right? They're plastered after it's not the rough stone. So when the measurements in the Mishnah, are those including the plaster or without the plaster? It makes sense it's with the plaster. This without the plaster, the Mishnah said, teach us how thick the plaster is once it's giving all the shearing. But must we learn from this that the shear of the Mishnah includes the plaster? No, maybe the Mishnah, shear of the Mishnah is without the plaster. And the reason they didn't tell us how thick the plaster is because it's not a tefah, so it's not important. So they didn't teach us. Doesn't say about levanim. Each guy gives 1.5 fachim. They can't half fachim even though less than a tefah. No, hasam pasul tzurufi. That's because the two halves add up to a tefah, so it counts it. But the plaster is like a tenth of a tefah, and a tenth of a tefah, or a fifth of a tefah, a fifth of a tefah, whatever it is, it doesn't even add up to anything. It's not worth counting. So tashma, what's the answer? The cross beam you need at the entrance of a alleyway, a mavoi, to be matter carrying it on Shabbos, rechava kevav kavla riach has to be wide enough to accept. Remember, an ariach is a half brick. But ariach chatzim levein shall gimel tefachim, and ariach is half of a brick that's 3 tefachim. So an ariach is a tefach and a half. And this is obviously without plaster because it's not talking about actually building the bricks, just putting a brick on a beam that theoretically is on the side of the beam. So we see that 3 tefachim is without the plaster. The answer is that proves our mission without plaster. No chatzim rav rabasa. That's talking about a big brick. That's 3 tefachim without plaster. Our Mishnah is talking about regular bricks, which are only 3 tefachim with the plaster, and only 2.8 tefachim, or 2.9 tefachim, or 2.7 tefachim without the plaster. And what's this proof? Dikanam, Dikatani, Shal Shlosha tefachim. You can also divide this from the Brisa about Korah, because it says a brick of 3 tefachim, Miklal Dikazutra, which implies this is a brick of 3 tefachim, but there's another brick that's smaller than 3 tefachim. Doesn't just say brick. But obviously, this is a 3 tefachim brick, but not the regular brick. The regular brick is less. Shema Minah. We can deduce from that, and that's why we pass again that a regular brick is less than 3 tefachim with the plaster 3 tefachim and all this. Your remission includes the plaster. Gemara. Amar of Chisto. The lister enish beknishta adibani beknishta achrisi. A person. Do we have someone in charge of this? Okay. You're not allowed to build a shul until you. You're not allowed to take down the old shul until you build the new shul. Right? If you're demolishing a shul to build a new one, the Gemara Megillah even discusses a case where, quoting our Gemara, where you're going to use the 60 stones of the old shul to build a new one, or maybe you're going to sell the old shul, the materials of the old shul to get money for the new one. You can't demolish first and then build. You have to build first and then demolish. Or because of a place to daven meanwhile, let's say construction takes 2 months. That's very optimistic. Let's say construction takes a year, right? So because you might not build a new shul, because you'll build a place to daven for the year. My benayu, what's the nafgamiyu between them? Ika benayu, the ika something. Right? What are the two yourselves here? Our Gerson, that's printed in our Gemara, although someone put in parentheses, is the Ika the Knishta Achrini, right? That is what's printed in our Gemara. Ravina Yona also mentions both yourselves, but most Rishonim have a different Gerson. What's the Gerson of most Rishonim? Right? The Gerson of Tosos and basically everyone in the Korshi, the Raspa, the Rich, the Yosef, the Rosh, the Havrama. What is everyone else's Gerson? The Ika. Okay. Does it make a difference, these two Gersals? We're not sure. It might just be the two Gersals, but they mean the same thing. Right? Dochtelutzluye means a shul, or by shul, it just means any place you daven, right? Which is a taz on Shulchan Aruch. Okay, but it might or might not make a difference. Okay, this seems pretty straightforward. The only thing you have to figure out here is, what's actually wrong with demolishing a shul? What's actually the problem here? So one side of the problem is very clear. Dukhtel Sluye means you won't have any place to daven meanwhile. That makes a lot of sense. On the one hand, it's more convenient and economical to demolish first and build later. On the other hand, you can have that street minyanim meanwhile. And okay, even though nowadays a lot of people like their street minyanim, but you know, street is not a good place to daven. And I'm sure in those days it was even a much worse place to daven. What about pshi'usa? Right? What's pshat in pshi'usa? What does it mean pshi'usa? What's the problem? So here we have a bit of a machlokes, which ties into the next Gemara. Says the next Gemara, Maria, or the next line rather, they would demolish and rebuild the summer shul in the winter and the winter shul in the summer. Now, here also, we're not exactly sure, but the Girsa, I mean, there's a slight Girsa difference, but it doesn't make a difference. What are we not sure about in this case? What did Maria and Rizutra do? What are the two ways of understanding what they did? The Totsa brings up. Right, it was a one building or two buildings, right? Meaning, one way of saying is they had a maintenance schedule, right? And they had a summer shul and a winter shul. That's clear. During the winter, everyone dominated in the winter shul. Why? I mean, obviously, they didn't have like climate control then. So the winter shul had thick walls to keep out the cold, and the summer shul had a lot of windows to let in the air and cool off. So you could say that they had two buildings, right? That is very clear in Ravina Gersha. Ravina Gersha, it's very clear that they had two buildings. What does he say? He says that the shtei batei kneisos hayu lahem. Okay, what does that mean? In the winter, they dominated the winter shul, and since they weren't using the summer shul, they would repair it the way they repaired it. They had to take down, you know, the walls and everything and build them better. And in the summer, they dominated the summer shul, and they would repair the winter shul by taking it down and building it back stronger. I don't think they take down the whole thing, but at least part of it. Right? This could also explain the Rambam. The Rambam adds something that we're not sure where he got it from in the Gemara. It says, even only one wall you can't take down before you put up. Okay, not clear where you got that from. Maybe from the Rambam Gershom, just as the Rechaz, maybe they don't take down one wall at a time. Even though again, he's the pledge. And the Rambam say that in the exception. Okay, but I'm not going to commit to that. Rashi also sounds like two shuls, although he doesn't say explicitly. He says they had a base of Knesset Rimos HaChoref and Bimos HaCham a base Knesset Achem. Okay, that's pretty explicit. Rashi and Gershom, they're two shuls. Helps us in the Sufik, whether it was two shuls or there's one shul, just they transformed it. You know, in the, you know, when Pesach came, they took down the winter shul and rebuilt it as a summer shul. And when Sukkot came, they took down the summer shul and rebuilt it as a winter shul. Okay, the obvious question is, why is this mutter? Like, how does the Gemara flow? We just said it.
Did we just lose the transmission?
Apparently.
Okay.
That's okay. Three is a good start. Right. Why is it okay for, who is it, Raymer and Marzutra? Why is it okay for Marimar and Marzutra? So one answer is, let's give the answer. What is Tosa start with suggesting as an answer? Which a lot of you showed like this answer. Tosa says, actually Tosa doesn't even start with this, but what does the Rush say, for example, and others? You could say they're just the Manda Omar Dukta Lufuye. And there were two shuls, so they had another place to daven. Right? If you assume it's two shuls, then that's easy. They're just Paskin like Manda Dukta Lufuye. In the end, we're not going to Paskin that way. We Paskin Shusa. Maybe they Paskin like Manda Dukta Lufuye. And therefore, they said during the summer, we could take down the summer shul before rebuilding it. So we have dufted the tzluyeh in the winter shul. In the winter, we take down the winter shul because we have dufted the tzluyeh in the summer shul. Right. Interestingly, the the Tosos doesn't bring this up. Right. He is assuming that. Yeah.
No, but he says that I think he just thinks an offering.
Yeah, but he's still not with the Mandar and Sluya. He just brings Mandar and Ratsusa closer to Mandar and Sluya, right? But the Rush says, no, he's just passing because the Mishnah is the same thing. He's just passing like the Mandar and Ratsusa. Okay, and again, that would only work if Tosfos, why doesn't Tosfos want to say that? Because we don't pass him. All the Amorim coming up are Mandar and Ratsusa. He doesn't want to say he's not really passing. But one answer to Rain Martin Sutra is, says the Rush and others, Savru, Himanda Amar, Salumye. And this works, of course, if they were two shuls, right? Because then you always had someplace else to daven, someplace else, as a matter of fact, greater to daven and better to daven, right? Better to daven. What's Tosfos' first answer? What?
Tiyua.
Tiyua, right? Tosfos' first answer is, well, not first answer to you. He said it can't Tiyua. The Gemara later on says that if you find Tiyua, what does Tiyua mean? Tiyua means structural collapse, right? Let's say you see the foundation is about to collapse, right? Good, Nusser, for all of us, if you see the foundation is going to collapse, you should immediately fix it. Then it's mutter because you have no choice. Right, so Tosfos, of course, this only works if there's one shul. What's the point? The point is, there's only one shul. And now the summer's coming, and it's too hot to daven here. That's like structural collapse. The structure is not conducive for davening anymore. Or you have one shul, and now the winter's coming, and it's gonna you're going to freeze in there. So Tosfos, this only works if you have one shul, which is why Tosfos in the next line says, if there were two shuls, I'll have to say something else. Right? But if there's one shul, then you have to say that there's a heter. The e asher lehis halel sham kemoshehu kemo tiyua. This is against the Ran and Megillah. There's a whole machlokas. What is this heter of tiyua? I know we didn't read the Gemara yet. You find Tiyua, you find the foundations are cracking, a structural damage, you can demolish it first and then rebuild it as soon as possible. So the Ran of Megillah says, because of Sakana Sefatos. Okay. Here, no Sefatos. But the Rush, and Tosfos rushed it here, and Tosfos obviously goes, no, it's because you have no choice. You don't have another good option. So what's the other good option? The other good option is to wait till you build the other one before you take down this one. Meanwhile, you won't have a good place to dump. It's simply too hot or too cold. So that's a machlokas within the Mandar of Tiyua. What is this Hector of Tiyua says, the Ram and Megillah? It is Pikosh Nefesh. Of course, Pikosh Nefesh is Mandar everything. So you just have to stop dabbing there. Says Tosfos and the Rush here that no, it's not Pikosh Nefesh. It's because you need. Or you need to change where you daven immediately. You don't have the luxury of just, I'll wait till I build a new one for a day than the old one because it's going to be too hot or too cold and people aren't going to be able to focus on davening. That's Tosfos' first answer. What's Tosfos' second answer? Tosfos' second answer was, let's assume that, okay, we have to stop. Let's assume that two shuls, if it's two shuls, you can't take like to you up. You have to say that you are mamish as an okinta. Okay, no problem. Meaning, what did Tosfos say? He said, no, the way they built in those days is that the buildings only lasted 6 months. That's the way they built everything, the way they built the shul. And therefore, by the time the Pesach came, the winter shul was actually going to fall apart. And therefore, when we move to the summer shul, we have to demolish it and put it back before it collapses. And by the time Sukkot came, the summer shul is about to fall apart. So during the winter, we have to take it down and build it again before it collapses. Give you a mamish, should there come out well. Okay, we didn't get to perhaps all the lumbus yet. I apologize, we're running a little behind. So we'll have to, Amir Tzoshem, pick up On Thursday, we'll finish up the sugya of the shul and go until two-thirds of the way through the Abdallah and Manala from Yirtz Hashem. So we will catch up to Thursday, and then on next Monday, we'll get to this very fascinating Lafika Chishon, the Abdallah and Aleph, of all kinds of Hilchos Toyin Benitan. And I will see you at Yirtz Hashem on Thursday.
Specifically how things are in the only within Ingo's in Haluka is there a focus of Gesher in Brera. It wasn't because it's Pasha that we hold in Brera.
Okay, so here, part of what you have to figure out is that the Ran in the Dharan there, this is what makes it very confusing. You know, sometimes you get the parts, so you get successful plastic
and black boxing.
The Ran says that, we saw all these shows that the Brera there is not the same as the Brera talking about the Rebbe Shas. Because over there we're passing the H braver and the rest of the path shots from passing the A braver. So that's really a different kind of braver. The round is unfortunate of then this first very long one.
We pass the A braver even by like the Ayn Shafutin case and
yes.
All those cases.
Yeah. So that's a slightly different kind of braver. Now, what's the different kind of braver is a big focus. The round says if I in this long one, he says, here it's not really braver about like who gets which hand,
right, it's about the...
It's great with their, that everyone has the right to their times.
Interesting.
Greater that everyone has the right to their times.
Yeah, I thought the Brewer, like, it sounded like it was just getting around the Mudar Hanaj. It's not that, like, this is shows us something about the that we have, but that when I go into my property... Within
my mind is mine and yours mine is yours.
Right, but letting in the hana, not letting in the like ownership of the property.
Well,
like
you can't. I mean, it's hard to say, but it's ownership of the property. Like,
meaning,
obviously, I don't own all the property today, you own it tomorrow. Meaning, like
me, but so I thought that was why. Okay. Why it said, meaning, the Gemara says within union within Haluka, right. Everybody agrees. Meaning, why? Because it's not trying to talk about Yesher and Brer here.
Both
meaning there, since they are going to be. Split up, so to I mean that's kind of like the catch 22 of it of like Imbo Din Chaluka is Eino Omed Lechalik but is a candidate for Yish Breira. Like why?
Right,
why is that?
It's the other kind of Breira, not Breira of who gets which. The Eino Omed Lechalik. It's Breira of
meaning
my time is mine, your time is yours, and that's what folks are like. But how can you say Ein Breira meaning? It's all both of ours, and it's all always both of ours, and therefore I can always answer on you. And regardless of age, that's all both of ours. Both of ours that in your time you it's yours, and in my time it's mine, and therefore I can't answer from using it in your half of the time.
Right,
but nothing to do with splitting it.
Right, I mean they both own all of it.
Right, that braver is nothing to do with splitting it. That braver means that. You know, your time is an expression of your bias, my time is an expression of
right.
Your
bias. Right. So I'm wondering if Yesh Breira in general, even not this Yesh Breira, if that fits into the side of that I actually own, meaning if we entertain the concept of Breira to begin with, like let alone what we paskin, does that show us something different than if we don't even invoke Breira at all? I mean, Breira can only be invoked if we both own everything. As opposed to a Yeshua Din Haluka type of idea where, like, Breira's not trying to talk about
either of them. I think Breira's super trying to talk about.
Why?
Yeshua Din Haluka, I mean, so we all each own what we put it into.
But meaning, then why do we even have to bring up Breira in the first place? I mean, Breira's all about Lamach Breya and, like, needing to establish a los or something from